Hello.
Hello. Hi, it's Jeremiah Henry. Constructing Buildings Advancement.
How may I help you?
Hi, this is Jose with Cabinet Hub Direct. I'm looking for somebody in charge of cabinet sourcing, kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities. Would that be you?
So you're looking for someone to do an install?
More of a, let's say, a distribution and manufacturing.
You're saying to make it for you and deliver?
Do you make cabinets?
It depends.
Can you do a custom build, like a 13-inch or 14-inch depth on a bottom base, a drawer base?
Yeah, I can do that.
You can do that? So you have that option. Do you build your own cabinets, if you don't mind me asking?
We do a lot of different type of work, so depending on what the customer wants.
Okay, absolutely, that makes sense. So what I want to ask you about is if I can have, if there's any way you can make like a custom cabinet, like a 13-inch depth, to be honest, in vanity with a black shaker. Do you have that?
We can make that happen, but you'd have to send me like measurements and stuff, like what you really want.
Do you provide black colors, like black shakers, like midnight black? That's the main one that we're focusing on. Do you have that available in your
industry? Not at my disposal. We'd have to buy the materials and get it made, so that's how it works.
Okay.
And colors, because we don't spray until like customer recommend what they want.
Right. So you do it as you go. Do you mind me asking you your turnaround time, or what it would take, how long it would take? Let's say just a simple kitchen.
So.
In midnight black. How would that? Because I know that color is hard to find. I've been calling everywhere, and I was wondering if you were able to provide it. So I was wondering how long it would take, because it does usually take a little longer. But I mean, 30 days is a long time. Do you think?
Yeah, wouldn't really take that long, but let me try and figure out. So you need a set for the base set?
Well, I need a whole kitchen. I can send you SKUs and I can even send you a design.
You'd have to have something like that. Where are you located?
Well, we're out of Gibsonton, Florida.
Oh, Gibsonton, okay.
Are you around the Tampa area?
I'm about probably 35-40 minutes from Tampa.
Oh, you're close. Okay, it's not that bad.
Yeah,
I'm 4 hours away, and I'm like, oh my god, that's far. You know.
Well, you said Gibsonton, right?
Gibsonton, yes, in the Tampa area, right around the Tampa area.
Okay, yeah. Before Tampa, if I remember correctly. Okay.
Right under Tampa. Like, if we're going north, it's right under Tampa.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're closer to, like, Sun City. You know Sun City?
Kind of, yes, kind of. I'm literally, like, let's say 20 minutes away from Tampa.
Okay.
So let me ask you another question. What are your options? Do you have, are you able to give it RTA or fully assembled or?
You can get them fully assembled.
Okay. And
if you want to install it, we can do that as well.
Okay. No, I just want to get it delivered. I'll install it myself, but Just how it can be delivered. You obviously you can deliver to the job site, right?
Yeah, we can do that.
So if and I hate to ask you so many questions. I know you're probably your time is
No. Questions are made to hacks. I mean,
okay. What if it's damaged? Does it get replaced? How do you?
Yeah, but we don't. Once they're there, we make sure that before accepted, you make sure you looked over it. So if damage after that, it's not on us.
What if I'm not going to be there? What if my employees are going to be there?
As long as you have someone there, then that's fine with us. Because the thing is, before it is accepted, they have to. Both of us got to look at them.
Unless they accept
we deliver
it,
them.
Leave it, right?
Repeat?
Unless my guys don't accept it, you won't accept it.
Yeah.
Right?
So let's say one of them.
Cool.
Let's say one of them, which doesn't really happen, but I'm just saying.
Sure, it's rare.
So let's say we actually delivering them, and once they're off the truck and they look at them, let's say one of them got smashed or whatever, then within that time they would we would accept that one will have to be replaced. But once they're like off the truck and they look at them and they said they are fine, perfectly fine,
okay,
then they would have to sign to it, say yes, they received the goods.
Okay. Once they sign, you confirm that.
So once we deliver and they do sign to it, because we will be looking at them together, because you know sometimes you left and someone on your job site can mess it up. No, we
of
can't
course.
Take the blame for that.
Absolutely. That's a great point. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's how it is. Once it delivered, it got to be looked at. You got to have someone there to look at it, to sign to it, say it's delivered in perfect condition.
Right. Okay. So now that we confirm that, may I ask you, what are your prices? Do you have a percentage off for contractors? Like
we can work in the price,
but
depending on what you want,
estimating what is your percentage that you give to contractors and not to homeowners? You know how you charge homeowners a retail price, but I'm the contractor, you charge me less. What would be that percentage?
And so what we normally do, it's more like what is it that you want, and then we work out the measurements within how much material it's going to cost, and then labor cost delivery fee.
I get that.
In most cases, you would have to kind of give me an idea.
I don't know if you have this in hand, and I understand if you don't. Let's say something simple, which is the most popular in Florida, because I just moved to Florida. A 96-inch pantry and a white shaker, how much would that cost me?
A 96-inch, just a pantry?
Just a pantry and a white shaker. Mm-hmm. It's the most.
What you want?
How much would you, what do you think you would charge? I don't expect an exact number, but what do you think, an estimate?
So with that, let me see, material-wise. Because I'll have to, as I said, I have to work on the material. Let me try to work out a rough number for you.
Sure. Well, while you do that, if you mind me asking another question, I'm sorry to make it so
clear. No.
What kind of material do you provide? How are your faces and your boxes made? Okay.
Yes, that's the next case. So the thing is, it comes down to the customer, what they want. And
well, what are your options? This is what I'm asking. Because you're the only one. As of right now, I've called like five people, and you're the only one that's told me that we can work with him. Everybody else has told me no. You're the only one that's told me we can work with it. So, but I want to know what kind of material, what kind of faces are you using on your cabinets? Like, is it maple wood? Is it, you know?
So as I said, as I was saying, it depends on what the customer wants. So what is it that you want? Because normally we would use like a solid board, like wood. So
right,
it depends.
Right, European style.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So it depends on what you want. Because the thing is, prices vary when it comes down to material. So it doesn't matter if you want a high-end material. As long as you're going to pay the money, it's no big deal for us. So the thing is, we just go and we...
Okay. So what it's an average kitchen, let's say, about 154 inches, you know, but in black shaker. And then I'm also want to include vanities in black shaker as well. But I want to, in my kitchen, I want to include like a caramel island. And and these are the colors that I'm looking for. So I'm wondering if you're able to provide that, and if you are, if it would take longer, because I know black shaker, anything black in cabinets, it's a custom color, so it's a very expensive color. And if you can change the island, and if you can can you design something for me?
You hear me?
I can hear you. Yes.
Someone else on the line.
Can you hear me?
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Yes. Hello.
I'm not hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
Oh yeah. Someone else was trying to call, but I can call them back after.
Hello.
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Oh, okay. Did you hear what I said last about the caramel?
No, because... Oh, yeah, I heard that part. You said like 156 or whatever, yeah.
Just the island in the kitchen is caramel.
Okay.
Just the island. Everything else is black shaker. The vanities are also going to be black shakers. Are you able to provide that?
Yeah, we can do it. What I would normally recommend, though, is for you to actually look up for the color that you actually want.
The midnight shakers, that's the exact color.
Yeah, like the exact color. So, and the next thing, then I would want you to choose like a store or a hardware that can get the same, that match the same color, because sometimes some shade is a little bit different than others. Like, for instance, if you go Sherlyn Williams, you give me a Sherlyn Williams code, I can actually go there and get that paint. Or if it's the Lowe's or Home Depot or something like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, so you're spraying these yourself? You don't have an actual, let's say, cabinet guy doing it for you?
We have people who do it. That's what I'm saying. But you have to actually give the color that you want. Because
midnight black. Midnight black. Sure.
Midnight black. And that, okay.
Yes, it's an expensive color. And this is, I have a house in Orlando that is looking for that. And I'm having much trouble finding it. So I was wondering if you have it.
Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. You have to give a specific color, and then we check it out and make sure that color, would be exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. Do you deliver RTA or assemble, or both?
It can both, but normally we prefer to deliver and have them delivered assembled.
Assembled, okay.
Yeah.
Do you have a warehouse, like a showroom that you have?
Well, not at the moment. We used to, but we're cutting down on certain things these days.
Yeah, I understand. Absolutely. That makes sense. So how can you get back to me on that?
Okay. So all right. So you said you have 100 and something like 50-something inches.
154.
Mm-hmm. All right. And, okay, so you want, okay, that, and within that, those that you're talking about, you're saying base cabinet only or upper and lower?
Base cabinets and non-wall cabinets, base and walls.
Okay,
and
then so upper and lower.
We're including ice drawers, we're including all those. Other accessories, let's say.
Okay. All right. So what I would also want is, like you can send a picture or if you have a design so I can know, like, you know, your measurements in between your fridge
sure.
and stove.
I have a blueprint.
Okay. Good. So stuff like that so we can, have a accurate, data to work with. So that and then, we can check out. So the for the doors, you want solid doors, right?
Do you provide a European style?
Is that what you mean?
I'm looking for a shaker specifically, but just in case, if the customer asks me, hey, can you do a European instead? Would you be able to do that?
Okay. All right. I see what you're saying. Yeah, let me just write down what you're saying. Because, you know, everything comes with various prices. Yeah, because my guys, they will normally tell, based on labor and whatever, it can either increase or decrease.
Of course, the delivery charge and all that. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. European art shakers.
Can you do that? That's hard to find.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so those are your two preferences?
That is what my customer is asking for.
Okay.
We're in Orlando. We're talking about some millionaires that are very picky.
Yeah, I understand. Okay. I can check it out, and this is your cellular phone number?
This is my landline.
Oh, your landline.
Do you install as well?
Yeah, we do that as well.
Do you do both?
Yeah.
What about the countertops?
If you have it, yeah, we install those as well. And we do have
like a granite countertop and.
Yeah, we do have a countertop guy as well, that do all the modification and stuff.
Is there any way you can give me your email address? I'm going to send you the rendering, and I'm going to send you the design that I have, and I'm wondering if you can match it to see if we can stay under the 10,000. Do you think?
Yeah, as I said, I'd have to check out the cost for your materials and all of that, and then.
Okay, perfect.
Bring the proposal to the rest of my team so they can tell me what.
Do you have a design team?
Limit. Yeah, we have people who do all of those stuff, and to make the cabinets as well and spray them, so.
Okay.
Yeah,
do you use 2020, stuff, like the design 2020? Do you know, are you aware of that?
Repeat?
Do you use a design software 2020, which is a software for cabinets and vanities?
No. I think it's Blue something or another.
Oh, okay. Do you think you could send me a design that you have made before, and I can see what your how you do your thing?
Well, in your case, my design is based on what the customer wants, so I don't think that would actually help you. Your whatever design that you have, that's what we normally work with. So every customer have their own preference, and we just keep it that way.
Yeah, you keep it in specifics. Okay.
Yeah.
What is your name?
Can you know me? Repeat.
What is your name, sir?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah. Jeremiah, I really appreciate your time. If you can give me an email address that I can send some information to, I can send you the design and the rendering that I have so you can quote it and see how much it would cost. This is a big design. Jeremiah, this is for the Mars family. They own M&M's. They own AT&T. I mean, they own Kit Kat. You know, this is a very, they're very picky. And I was wondering if, like I said, I've been looking around and I just want to know what you can provide.
Okay.
How I got your number, Jeremiah, is you're in my database. I mean, you must have done some good work, and that's the reason I'm calling you.
What's your telephone number?
The number that I just called you from is my landline, sir. Landline.
What's your telephone number?
My cell phone number?
Yeah.
Well, I can't give you my cell phone number, but I'll give you my landline number. Once again, you have it already.
Yeah.
You can call me at any time.
Well, you don't have a telephone number. I can't give you an email. You have a good day.
I have.